I returned to a story that I covered a couple of weeks ago, and that is that South Africa's cemeteries are running out of space and out of time. With land scarcity, climate change, and evolving cultural expectations all putting pressure on how we honor the dead, the country is being called to rethink burial and memorial practices. Later this month, the South African Cemeteries Association will host its national conference under the name and under the theme of Eternal Evolution, Transforming for Sustainability. It will be hosted by Johannesburg City Parks and Zoo. And joining us now to discuss this is Jenny Moodley, who is the spokesperson for Johannesburg City Parks and Zoo. Jenny, thanks so much for chatting with us. Why is this year's conference considered such a turning point for cemetery management and memorial spaces in South Africa?
Thank you so much again for the opportunity to share the conference. As you can imagine, this will be the bringing together of various crematoria and cemetery professionals. This will be your urban planners, your researchers, your policy makers, including traditional authorities and environmental advocates. For us, it's important to have these key stakeholders in the same room talking about burning issues that impact on cemeteries. So for us, the timing is excellent, particularly now more than ever, where we are discussing alternative burial options. We know that there are issues around our rapidly urbanizing cities, around our fragile environment, and of course, the culturally diverse communities that we work with. So for us, it's about sharing these best practice exchanges, making sure that there's innovation in terms of our policy, and also in terms of, again, reinforcing the alternative burial options.
The theme of the conference, Eternal Evolution, suggests a big shift. What are some of the practical innovations that we're likely to hear about at the conference?
Yes, this is an ongoing journey of adapting burial practices to modern realities, again, around the burning issues that are faced by the city. But the key notable speakers will be discussing alternative burials similar to cremations. We do know that in the South African context, not every community is receptive to cremation, so we'll be looking to encourage funeral directors and families to consider burying in the same grave as a loved one. We will also look at issues around aquamation and other new innovations when it comes to burials. Some of the other notable speakers will be discussing eco-consciousness. We've got Walter Ngema, will be exploring legislative reform. And then we've got our own Azola Manyati, who's going to share some new financial and operational approaches to sustainable cemetery development. And we have then Dr. Asani and Dr. Baloy, who will address the erosion. You know, today we have received the alert on the weather. And as you can imagine, every time it rains, we have reports of flooding and sunken graves. So what can we be doing different, looking at the fragile cemeteries that we have that are now dormant? And again, the bigger issue in the room will be around how do we manage dormant cemeteries? We certainly don't want to leave our future generations with the burden to maintain, manage, especially at high costs when it comes to cemetery management. So how do we look at using these dormant spaces to encourage second burial options, and of course, to contribute as pockets of environmental excellence in our cities?
Jenny, how are Indigenous traditions and modern sustainability efforts being brought together rather than being treated as opposing forces?
Yes, a lot of that will be discussed at the conference, but I think it's important to find that common ground. We certainly want to advise all our residents that we do have adequate burial spaces in the city. However, we need to look to the future. And again, it talks to how can we look at cremations, aquamations, and the second burial option in our cemeteries, but without compromising in terms of the opportunity for residents to choose a brand new burial site for their loved one. So the city of Joburg will continue to afford residents that option. But again, we need to be looking at our sustainability issues. And for that, we will have that discussion at the conference.
And we'll chat with you after the conference, presumably, to find out what came out of it. That's Jenny Moodley, who is the spokesperson for Johannesburg City Parks and Zoo. Thank you for your time and for helping us understand how cemeteries are evolving to meet the challenges of today.